I'm here at the very first Manchester Hackathon and talking to the lead councillor for digital here in the city of Manchester. So can you just tell us who you are and what is it that you do as a lead for digital?
Yeah, I'm Nigel Murphy. I'm a councillor for Hume Ward, with responsibility for the environment, but more specifically for today, actually taking responsibility for the digital Manchester future. So we're looking at both internal ICT systems at the council and then how we can actually develop the infrastructure within the city for employment and jobs in the future.
Okay, so what's happening here today? We've got a lot of developers here. You've opened some data sets. What do you hope will come of it all?
We've opened data sets because that's what people have been asking for. And as a council now, we are committed to, where possible, opening our data sets. We want it to be, by default, to be able to be open rather than closed, which has been the traditional way a council has run. And the way we can do that is to make sure that the data is available for the public, because as a council we want to get information out there and show them what we're doing, but unfortunately we've probably had quite stuffy ways of doing it in the past, and why should we tell people how they want to interpret our data? So we can put the data there, obviously with the caveats to make people realise how things are going to be done on it, so we've got the right formats moving forward, and then they can interpret it how they want to interpret it. So if people want to look at linking a data set with photographs with travel routes for historic things together, put them together, that's great, because that might move forward where council might not have thought of that.
Right, I mean, is this something that's going to cost the council a lot of money in time and opening up these data sets, or is it a cost saving?
Probably a bit of both, and sometimes you've got to do a bit of investment to make the same in the future. So by making the data formats available, there's going to be a cost to get that there. But if someone asks for some of that information under freedom of information, there'd be a cost there anyway. So maybe spending a bit extra 10-15% to make sure it's a set format and we publish what that format is, it could save us further requests in the future. But I suppose the important thing is making sure that information is there for public. It's their data at the end of the day. We just want to make sure it's available for people to use to write the apps of the futures or the computer programs, so actually we can make it better for the citizens of Manchester.
Okay, well, we're going to hear shortly what the developers here have done with it, but obviously a day working intensely, however intensely, it's not going to solve all the issues of the city. What's going to come next?
I suppose there's two things. One, we want to find out from the developers. We've opened up some data sets. What data sets do you want next? Because we've got a list probably as long as you can see of different data sets available, but our priorities might be different to their priorities of what they want. So can we work together to work out what data sets are available? And then it's also working out which of those data sets can be live data, because some of it's very useful. Parking bays will always probably stay constant, but the bin routes or something could change. So we want to make sure that's live, so it's relevant, because if we look at the public transport data, it's been open for quite a bit. If we've got reliable public transport data there, people start using public transport, but it's only as good as the last data set that was there. So if that's live information, it's even more important, because then people can make real choices.
And finally, do you see any kind of conflicts commercially with the council doing this sort of initiative?
Well, no, because it's public data, and that's what we have to make sure. So as I said, there's going to be some data sets that aren't going to be available. We've got to be very careful with personal information and where there could be commercial interests if we've got a third party working with us. But I say our default position is that we want to make that data available, and then we've got to work out if there is questions about commercial sensitivities, how can we make that available?
Thank you.